It is 63 degrees at 9:10 on this Wednesday morning. Rick Jensen with you, Magnum.media, and joined on the phone this morning. And I'm so excited to actually be able to talk to somebody who's part of some of my best childhood and later on memories. Burt Ward is on the phone this morning. Robin from TV's Batman. Good morning.
Hello, citizen.
And how are things this morning, Bert?
Fantastic, thank you. Still climbing the walls, but for different reasons.
Yeah, exactly. We all have those days, I think. 50 years for the TV series. Did you ever think when the first time you put on that costume that 50 years from now people are still going to be talking about this and watching it religiously?
All I can tell you, when I first put on the costume, I thought I was being tortured.
I understand it was not the most comfortable costume, most comfortable clothing ever.
Well, let me just say this. Man was not built for tights.
Do you know where the original costume is? Is it still around in a museum somewhere or something?
Oh, yes, in my closet.
Oh, is it?
I only wear it for trick-or-treating on Halloween.
All right, you're very popular out on the convention circuit, the comic conventions, and what have you. That keeps you busy, I'm guessing.
Well, yes, I'll tell you something. Adam West and I make a lot of appearances at these big comic cons, but also we have just been submitted to the Guinness Book of Records as the only two actors in history that have worked together 50 years later. And I'm a little bit restricted in what I can say. But let me just tell you, if you loved Batman when you were growing up watching our show, and if you were to combine all the great stuff we did with some of the great stuff on the movies you've seen since then, what we're doing now that is coming out before the end of the year, the sum is going to be greater than the part.
That's
all I can say, but it's coming.
I've heard some rumblings and seen some things on the internet about that, and I'm excited to see what happens with it. What do you think about the popularity again of superheroes in the movies and on TV?
Well, it's become gigantic. It's become gigantic. You have every superhero that you can imagine that now has a feature film or multiple feature films out.
Right. So, does that mean that the good guys won?
I think somebody's winning at the box office.
All right. And you've also got, you've been very active in another project, and I want to talk to you about that, too. You and your wife are actually in charge of this huge dog rescue operation.
Yes. My wife, for the last 22 years, my wife Tracy and I have rescued more than 15,500 dogs. Everyone would have been put to death if we hadn't been there to save them. And everyone we've paid for all their medical, their food, shelter, and found them a safe, loving home. At every one of these, the 15,500 has actually lived in our home with us, living communally together with more than 50 dogs that we have here at all times. So let me just tell you, if you live with more than 15,500 dogs for 22 years, night and day, you obviously want them to live as long as possible. And what I'm excited to share with you is that my wife and I have discovered a way to double the lifespan of all dogs, regardless of the breed. It doesn't matter whether they're tiny dogs or medium or giant breeds. And what we've done is we first found out and created a feeding and care program that people can go to our website at gentlegiantsrescue.com, and they can read about how to properly feed and care for your dog, which we added about an average of 3 years to every dog's life by this program. Again, it's all free. Go to gentlegiantsrescue.com. On our menu, it says add years to your dog's life. Use our feeding and care program. Secondly, we've created a special dog food that my wife and I don't take any money from. And this dog food is called Gentle Giants. And it's different from every other dog food in the world because it doesn't have all the fat in it that other dog foods have. It isn't greasy on the outside like other dog foods are, which, by the way, you know, you would never take bacon grease and pour it down your garbage disposal. So why would you give a dog a food that's got grease on the outside that accumulates in their intestines and shortens their life. So our food is called Gentle Giants, and we don't take any salary from it, and it's available on Walmart.com and Amazon.com. Again, all we want to do is help everybody who loves their dog to be able to have their dogs living as long as ours, which is up to 27 years. And right now, as I speak to you, I have 24 dogs in my home that are 15 to 26 years of age. Every one of these happens to be a giant breed that has already lived twice their normal lifespan, and my 25-and-a-half-year-old Russian wolfhound, Tara, has lived more than three times her normal lifespan. And these dogs are not decrepit. They're healthy. They're running around. We just filmed an Inside Edition last Thursday, and the night before, our 25-and-a-half-year-old was jumping up in the air playing with her best friend. We nearly had a heart attack thinking, oh, my gosh, don't overstrain yourself. You're going to be on TV tomorrow. And everything turned out terrific. We're thrilled about this. We love dogs. This is our charity.
And, typically larger dogs don't have as long a lifespan, right?
6 to 8 years. So when you have these giant breed dogs living 25-and-a-half to 27 years, and it's not just the giant breeds, it's the little ones, all of our dogs are living longer. And they're healthy. They're so healthy that in the case of our dogs that have been on Gentle Giants dog food, we don't even take them to the veterinarian except every 3 years for a rabies update. And I tell people, all you need is one or two good vet bills, and you're gonna feel the pain of expense.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, I guess the other part of this is let's give them the website again.
GentleGiantsRescue.com. And by the way, on the back of every bag of our dog food is our phone number. People can call about any question they have about feeding or caring for their dog, behavior issues, even medical issues that we can make suggestions as to what type of vet that they should go see if they need your dog needs medical care. We and this is all for free. We don't charge for this. This is our charity, and it's become the life's work of my wife and myself.
That's pretty impressive work going from, what did we say, going from, what do they say, going from Cape Crusader
to Canine Crusader.
Yeah. We got a couple minutes yet here. One of the things some people, I don't think, don't know about you is that you were friends with Bruce Lee.
Absolutely. Well, we lived in the same complex of condominiums, and I used to spar with Bruce Lee, okay? And believe me, he was amazing. I'm a black belt in karate, and I was then, too. And we used to spar, and in fact, a little piece of trivia for your listeners is that Bruce Lee's first filmed fight scene of his career was fighting me.
Really?
And he trained 8 hours a day. He was really something. Now, on our show, we had the same executive producer of Batman that was the same executive producer of Green Hornet. So Batman and Robin had one episode that we introduced Green Hornet and Kato, and there was a great fight scene that Bruce and I had, but the studio wanted it to be a little tamer than a real fight, obviously, because it's Batman, bigger than life, and they didn't want either side to have the upper hand because both sides were good guys. But we did have that fight scene, and that was the first filmed fight scene of Bruce Lee's career, fighting me.
Huh. Wow, I did not know that. Now, that was the episode with the postage stamps, wasn't it?
With 120 episodes, I'm lucky to remember my own name.
Right.
But I think you're right.
All right, it's just about time to wrap up here. One, you and I have one thing in common. I will just share this quick. I've actually ridden...
We're tight?
No. Well, not that I admit to, no. No, I've actually ridden in the Batcopter.
Oh, wow, that is terrific. You know, that Batcopter is real. And let me tell you something. In our Batman movie, I had to fly in it, and it was a thrill. I mean, it was really cool. And, you know, we had some great... You know, we had the bat boat, we had the bat cycle, and with that little sidecar, which is the most dangerous little sidecar in the world, I'll say one last thing real quick. We were filming our Batman movie on the Santa Barbara Pier, and we drive up in the bat cycle, and I came right off in the little sidecar and accidentally lost control and went over the pier into the ocean.
Oh, no.
And I'll tell you something. It's very hard to swim in a cape and cowl, you know, when you're in the ocean.
Absolutely. Well, I know you got to get going because I know you've got other interviews. Once again, Bert, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. Best to you and best to Gentle Giants Rescue.
Thank you, citizen. To the Batmobile.